Don't forget to follow Mac and T on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and Twitch under the handle Off All Day Podcast. Enjoy the show. Oh, and there like might be spoilers here. So like totally check the show notes for details.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Mac and T, this I'm taught, about a show that left them shot breaking bad. The tale so wild, a chemistry teacher turned criminal defiled. T loved the ending, felt it was right, but El Camino, nah, gave him a fright, that chuckle. Said T, that's just your style, always expecting a little more. It's so versatile. Mac and T, their opinions clash on Breaking Bad and El Camino Flash. Well, that's just how it goes, typical as can be. Two friends arguing about a TV series, series. Mac and T, their opinions clash on Breaking Bad and El Camino's Flash. But that's just how it goes, typical as can be. Two friends arguing about a TV series.
I was going to ask you, did you and Kim finish Breaking Bad?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We finished it.
Cause I remember it one. I remember many moons ago, you didn't watch it because it started out with Walter in his underwear.
Correct.
and then I think when we started doing this show again, you mentioned that you started watching it, but I never actually followed up to see where you landed on it. Yeah, did you enjoy the whole show?
Yeah, we were pretty locked in. We binged it for a good amount of episodes, and then we took a little break because a couple of our shows came back. But then once those ended, we hopped right back in, and yeah, Kim really liked it, and she said, "Oh, and we watched." So after we finished it, I think a few days later, we watched El Camino.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kim said that she wanted to go back and watch Better Call Saul.
Oh, did you guys watch Better Call Saul?
Not yet. We haven't gotten there yet.
I think I watched maybe the first season of Better Call Saul. It was good. And I didn't think it was better than Breaking Bad. It was good, though. Like, one of these days I'll probably actually go finish it. Yeah. I think maybe I made it into like half of the second season before I dropped off. And I don't know why exactly I dropped off of it, but, did you guys like El Camino?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good ending for Jesse. a well-deserved ending for Jesse.
Okay. I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
Oh, wow.
I watched El Camino and I hated every single minute of it. Well, I guess I won't say I hated every minute of it, but I didn't like it, though. After it was over, I was like, you know, if I ever watch Breaking Bad again, which I'm sure I will at some point, I'm going to stop with the final episode and just pretend El Camino never happened. Personally, and spoilers for for anyone that might be listening to this around Breaking Bad, in 3, 2, 1, the finale of Breaking Bad was one of my all-time favorites, because you know me and my love of endings that aren't necessarily cliffhangers, but let you kind of decide for yourself what happens. And when I see, like, every time I see the finale, Jesse is in the car and he's like screaming and he's going down the road. In my head, he runs into the cops and he gets arrested and he doesn't get his happy ending. And then, like, El Camino took that away from me.
So you're mad that he got a happy ending.
I was mad that he got a happy ending. I was mad that they took away the ending that I had played out in my head a million times and retconned it for me into something that I didn't like or approve of.
That's such a you thing, though. Only you would be disappointed in someone's happy ending.
For the most part, my problem with El Camino, it wasn't even quite so much that Jesse got his happy ending, as much as I just felt like it was kind of unnecessary to the series in general. Like, they wrapped it up pretty nicely, and I didn't quite see the point of coming back to it for really any other reason than just Netflix wanting to get more viewers.
Yeah.
Because certainly Breaking Bad has got to be one of the most popular things Netflix ever had on its services. Like, right up there with The Office. And I just, in my head, and I don't know if it's true, but in my head, I just picture some Netflix executive saying, "Boy, these people, they really like the Breaking Bad. How about we make a movie now that the show's over so we can keep that Breaking Bad viewership going?" And I feel like it was disingenuous. Whether it was disingenuous or not, I don't know. But to me, it felt disingenuous. And it just felt like going back to the well for something that wasn't necessary. It just wasn't my thing, man. Maybe I'll go back to that at some point and my mind will change. But yeah. Like I said, I did see some of Better Call Saul. I like Bob Odenkirk quite a bit. Yeah,
I think he's in that show on Hulu, The Bear.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
I believe so.
Huh. Well, I might have to check that out then, because...
Yeah, I've never personally watched it, but I believe I've seen either a YouTube short or maybe a TikTok with him in it. It's from that show.